I can't even tell you all of the stories, all of the praise reports, all of the things that God has done over the years where we're just like sitting there like, how did this happen? How did this happen? We don't even understand. I know Linda and them's had some things like that as well. I just think, you know, you can't outdo God. You cannot outdo God. Doesn't matter what you do. Whatever you do, he's God. He's like, yeah, thank you. That's your heart. And you gave me your whole heart. Now I'm going to give you mine. And because his ways are higher than ours, his thoughts are higher than ours, of course it's going to be way higher than what we could do. Amen? Amen. We just serve a loving God. I'm so thankful for him. So if you get your tithes and offerings ready, we don't have anybody bring the buckets up. I didn't even pay attention to that. Okay. Amen. Amen. I will pray over them, and then you can bring them forward, and then we'll release the Kraken. No, I'm just kidding. Father, we just come before you, and we just give you glory and praise. Father, you are so loving, so kind, so merciful, so graceful, so gracious to us, that, Lord, you set some principles and laws in place so that we would be blessed. And I thank you, Father, as we do what your word says. We do all of it. We do tithes and offerings, but we also offer mercy, grace, judgment, faith, love. Lord God, we walk in the whole word that you, Father God, you meet us, Lord God, and you provide whatever is needed, whatever is lacking, whatever may be the situation that arises, but you add back to us abundantly above all we make it, we may ask or think. Lord, I thank you that the heavens are open and there is a blessing that is poured out that we can't contain. And Father, we just give you glory for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Testing. All right. There we go. We have power. The Kraken has been released. Aren't you all glad you came tonight? Praise God. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise because he's here with us. Amen. We should still be excited. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight. Your faithfulness is appreciated. God sees it. Your pastors see it. We're encouraged and we're blessed by you just being here tonight. And I believe that God has something to say to each one of us, okay, that God would speak a word into me to share to you, and even though I haven't felt the greatest, to give me what I need to be able to get that out to you, and I believe that you guys have enough faith tonight to receive it, and we're going to be blessed, amen? Amen, all right, God is good. And so, how many of you guys are excited Pastor Phil is going to be back with us here in just a few short weeks? Praise God, yeah, we're excited about that. I kind of have a Pastor Phil-esque title to my message tonight. And so tonight we're going to go with Recapture the Wonder. Okay? And it's not something that I may have necessarily chosen myself, okay, but I believe that God said, you know, you need to do this. Okay, so we're going to recapture the wonder tonight. Okay? And let's first define the word wonder. All right? And I'm not talking about Wonder Bread, you know, that delicious goodness, and I'm talking about that. The word wonder means a feeling of surprise mixed with admiration, caused by something beautiful or inexplicable. Now, there are some things that I think of when I think of wonder. What causes you to wonder, to be in awe, to just look at something with amazement and kind of just like, man, that's kind of hard to even describe that or explain that. Like, that's just such an amazing thing. Now, some of the examples that came to me that I believe the Holy Spirit showed me was the first time that I ever saw the ocean. We can participate tonight. Anybody ever here been to the ocean and seen, you know, just the magnificence of that? When you stand in front of the ocean, you feel very small. That's the first thing I thought of, like, man, I am itty-bitty compared to this ginormous ocean. That's only the section of it that I could see with my own eyes. To hear the waves crashing, I've been out in the morning, see the stars in the sky, see them fade into the sunrise, you know, see all kinds of beautiful things going on out there, dolphins jumping up and down, and the seashells, all this stuff. It causes me, you know, especially like the very first time, like I just stood there for a good long while and just looked at it. I'm like, this is amazing. You know, this is the creation of God that the Bible says that we are without an excuse because we can see the glory of God within it. Okay, so maybe if there are some people that are beach people, that they like to go to the beach. They like to be in the sand. They like to hear the ocean, the waves crashing. They like to, some people like to be in the water. Some people are too chicken to be in the water. Okay, you know, they might be afraid of something biting them. But some people are beach people. Do I have any mountain people in here tonight that love to go to the mountains, to see the mountains? Now, the very first time that I saw the mountains, I was in wonder of it. I was in awe of it. Now, the first mountains I saw were the Smoky Mountains, which are basically like big hills, right, compared to some real deal mountains. But still, the very first time that I remember driving through that, like my ears feeling all this pressure and then wanting to pop and everything, it was like, but just being in and around that. And then a few years ago, actually, it's been probably 7 years ago now, I had a chance to go to Colorado. I saw the Rocky Mountains. I got a chance to play on a golf course where there's Pikes Peak. It was just like everywhere in the background, wherever you were at. And like, that was just a beautiful thing. Like, that was amazing, you know, that God put those things into place. Now, how many here has ever been to Disney World or like Disneyland? Okay. Oh, wow. A lot of people. Okay. Got some good people in the house tonight. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Now, for me, I'm going to use Disney World as an example, but it could be like an amusement park or just some place that you've always wanted to go to that you finally got a chance to be there. And like when you first arrived, that rush, that feeling of excitement, like I'm actually here. Like I cannot believe this. Like that's one thing that several years ago, we had a chance to take our boys for the very first time as a family with our kids to Disney World. And I remember clearly that first night when we drove in there and we drove under the sign, you know, like, welcome to Walt Disney World, you know, something about, you know, where all the magic happens, I don't know. But I just remember seeing that. I'm like, hey, we're here, and hearing all the boys just yell and cheer and be excited. And, you know, it kind of captivated me, you know. I'm like, this is pretty exciting. And of course, because we're in pre-Christmas season right now, right? You know, we have Thanksgiving coming up next week, but right now we're in pre-Christmas season. Okay, Christmas time as a kid. You know, like, even if we don't have some of the greatest memories, there are some of the memories that we have that are just really stick with us. That, like, when you went to, like, your grandparents' house, or you went to, you know, a place that you would go to every year, and you would just be there in that moment. And like, you'd sit there and you'd see, like, the decorations. You remember the feeling of the atmosphere, the smell of the certain types of food. All these different things, like, captivated you as a child. You were kind of, like, in all of it. It caused you just to be in wonder. Now, tonight we want to recapture the wonder, but not just about these things that we experience, you know, like, here and there when we get to travel. But we want to recapture the wonder of our God, okay? And we can do that. We don't have to travel anywhere special. We can do that every day. When for the fifth day of the week tomorrow, we'll get up and we'll go to work, most likely, most of us, okay? Go through our beautiful morning routine of coffee or getting kids up. Like, this is the fifth day tomorrow that we get 6 kids up in the morning. And maybe I just want to stay asleep in the bed, you know? But let's recapture the wonder of our God. Our God, we can stand in awe of him when we really think about it and be amazed of our God. Well, what does the Bible say God is? When God stood, when he sent Moses to stand before Pharaoh, the most powerful man on the earth at that point in time, who did he say to say that I am? I am that I am. Because why? There is nobody else to compare him to. I am God, the one true living God. I am that I am. Okay, the Bible says that Jesus, our Savior, the Son of God, is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Okay, the Holy Spirit is with us now, is our helper, is our comforter, is our counselor. Our God is worthy to be praised forever and ever, every single day. We can just think for just a few moments and wonder about all the things that God has done and stand in awe of him and be amazed. Okay? So, what I want to do, I don't know if this is like something smart or not, if they would tell you to do this in seminary or whatever. I've never been there, so we're just going to go with what God's telling me to do. And I want you guys to turn in your Bibles with me, either in your actual Bibles or on your device. Psalm 139. There's 24 verses, and we're going to read every one of them real quick, because there are some amazing things about our God, about how he sees us, about what he's done for us, about who he is, and some attitudes and some ways that we should be approaching him. Amen? So Psalm 139. This is a very beautiful passage of Scripture. So let's just, as I'm reading this, don't just try not to tune out or check out or, you know, get distracted as best what you can. Listen to the Holy Spirit as he'll speak to you. Because what's better than anything is just hearing the Word of God. Yes. Psalms 139 says this. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. That can be a good thing. Maybe that can be a scary thing. I don't know. But there's nothing hidden from God. He knows all of our ways. He knows all of our thoughts. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as the day. The darkness and light are both alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. And my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for that. Amen. I mean, that is for each one of us. That is not just a psalm. You know, that sounded nice. That was beautiful poetry. That is for us. God knew us and formed us in our mother's wombs. He fashioned our days for us. Okay? Before the foundations of the earth, he knew of us. He planned for us. He put you here right now on purpose with a purpose. And we can recapture the wonder of God that there are some days where we may doubt that. Some days we may just feel everything is just mundane. It has become stale. It has become ordinary. Okay? That's when we need to recapture the wonder of our God and know that each day is a new day. The Bible says we are a new creation. Okay? And we're to walk in that and live in that each day, that each day is a new day, an opportunity for God to move and to work in us and through us, for us to fulfill purpose, for us to accomplish what God has ordained for us to do. No day should be just a normal day. Every day, we can be in awe and wonder of what God would do for us. I know that there are days and weeks and months and seasons that seem like that the hand of God is still, that the ear of God may be turned a little bit away from us. But that is not the case. God is always moving and working on your behalf and for our benefit and for our good. Because he is faithful. He never sits idle. He is always working to accomplish his word, for him to bring it to pass in your life. Sometimes it is on us. Sometimes we allow ourselves to be distracted, to be misguided, to not do our part and be in wonder of our God and stand in faith towards him to help bring things to pass. Sometimes the enemy will buffet us. We know in Daniel, when he began to fast and pray, the very first day God sent the answer. But the enemy buffeted him. He fought against him for 21 days. Okay, now we have an example where Daniel continued to fast and pray. And that is our example that we need to follow. To do the things to press in towards that goal. To see that victory come to pass. You know, if we are recapturing the wonder of our God every day, we will not be unsure if he's going to bring a victory to pass in our life. We're not going to doubt that he is moving. We're not going to just stand there and get complacent and sit down or even start to pout or to grumble or complain. Well, I don't know if God's really even just moving on anything that I'm doing right now. I don't know if he's, I mean, for us to say, I don't know what God's doing. I mean, come on. Open up the Bible. Read what the scripture says. We know what God is doing. He is for us. He's not against us. He is blessing us. He is increasing us. He is moving us towards accomplishing a divine purpose and a divine plan. But if we start to grumble and complain, we see it over and over and over again in the Word, where we can stifle the hand of God because of our own attitude, our own actions. God's like, come on, I want to do this. Keep it going. Okay? Just think about it. You know, we have, you know, a lot of parents, grandparents, you know, aunts and uncles in here. Like, if you have a son or a daughter, a grandson or daughter, a niece or nephew, and you want to do something for them, but their behavior, their attitude, their actions dictate a different course of action, that you can't do what you would want to do. You got to adjust course a little bit and bring discipline or correction or adjustment or push them, get them back on the right path. And then finally, whenever they do what they're supposed to do, then the blessing comes forth. Then you get to do what you really want to do. And I believe it's the same way with God and for us, his children. Amen? Now, so as we are approaching our holiday of Thanksgiving, we've talked about giving thanks a lot throughout the course of this month from Pastor Regina, and I know that I have. And giving thanks will help us to recapture that wonder. Giving thanks will keep us in a right place before God. If we're thankful towards God, how can we be complaining about God or towards God? If our mouth is filled with praise and gratitude and thankfulness, it's not going to be filled with whining and grumbling and complaining or with doubt. We're too busy speaking faith. We're too busy praising. We're too busy just being in awe and wonder of our God, and opposed to doubting and having our head down and letting our mouth be filled